This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Is he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Speaking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, time of the week for y'all that just started your work week. We're already warmed up from yesterday, but here we go. Advanced medicine, next hour, of course. Dr. Rasha Bitar on deck, scheduled to join us, and we are going to hit some very hot topics regarding physicians and their firing of patients who are not vaccine compliant, who are vaccine hesitant. Those of you who believe the World Health Organization telling the world that Robert Scott Bell and his ilk are, you know, some of the top dangers to global health in the year 2019. Do you believe it? Or do you believe, as I believe, that we are the response to the irresponsible promotion of toxic injectables as manna from heaven for health for all children of planet Earth? Yeah, we'll debunk that, talk about debunking. I'm not even a big fan of that word, debunking. Did you have debunk beds when you were a kid, Super Don? Debunk beds?
That's actually, my kids had bunk beds, and I used to have to go and get them up in the morning for school, right?
Right.
So when they refused to get up, and I had to pull them out of bed, they were officially debunked.
Debunked. Okay, so there was debunking going on in the Don, Super Don household.
That's right.
Okay, that's good to know. So we've been debunking long before they even talked about debunking what? People who claim that vaccines haven't been tested adequately or if at all for safety, much less efficacy. In reality, remember, we're one of the few shows out there in broadcast media, my 20th year in broadcast radio, that acknowledges that having an antibody is not sufficient to prevent any given disease. And that we look at vaccines as, you know, the potential that they have and the actuality that they have in many cases is to suppress the expression of a disease process. So it's not even a good idea to prevent a proper and adequate immune response is what vaccines may be able to do. In the guise of helping you, in the guise of saying, well, we're going to prevent a disease, when in fact they're preventing the manifestation of symptoms associated with normal interaction with the world around you, the world that is within you, to strengthen immunity, to strengthen your system so that when you grow up to be an adult, you are much less likely to suffer from chronic, devastating immunological deficiencies, inflammatory conditions, autoimmune diseases, neurological degradation, and cancer as such. But we are in the minority here, Super Don. We are in the minority. And ultimately, I am a minority of one. Because nobody believes the same thing I believe. And that's okay. You don't have to believe exactly everything I believe. I would actually ask you to experience life, observe life, learn from the things that are being taught to you via your very life, real life experiences, and then come out with your perspectives on life, your belief system, based on your experiences, not based on what the majority say. Because you know that science, all science is about consensus. We know that the earth is the center of the universe. We know that some in our audience believe the earth is flat. That's fine. That's what you believe. We know that, what else? What else do we know, Super Don? Whatever they tell us, whatever the officials, the authoritarian dictators or doctators tell us is what is real. It's what we're expected to believe and obey. Do not question vaccination. This is sacrament in your church. Now, if you think your church is Christian, or if your synagogue is Jewish, or your mosque is Muslim, really, no. If you're going outside of that one day or 2 days a week, and you're subjecting your children to the sacrament of the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, you're serving two masters. You're not sure what religion you're in. And yeah, I said that. Modern medicine, emphasis on S-I-N, it missed the mark a long time ago when they abandoned spirit, is a religion, is a cult. And this article on CNN, vaccine U-turn. What's going on? Science being debunked. Why are some countries making this vaccine U-turn? What are they talking about? A vaccine U-turn. It's very interesting here because they actually go into some of the history that we've talked about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show about the fact that anti-vaxxers, as they call us now, even if you're an ex-vaxxer, you could be pro-vaccine, but you just don't like the HPV shot. You're automatically an anti, you know, whatever, right? 1885, they go back to smallpox vaccines. They were required in the United Kingdom. And it incited 100,000 people to demonstrate in the city of Leicester. Did I say that right? Leicester. My wife's going to get me for this. This is in England. You read it. You say Leicester. Leicester. I don't know. I'm not there. You guys on UK Health Radio, you can yell at me later. And 100,000 people way back when, right? Of course, if CNN reported it or MSNBC reported it, they would say 100 people showed up. Wait, no, it was 100,000. No, it looked like 100 because it's something they're not for. That is questioning vaccines. Am I going to hear from you? Leicester, all right. Yeah, I thought it was Leicester. I just wanted to see my wife poke her head into my studio. That's how I can do it. Say it. Say something British wrong, and she's in here immediately. Even French, too. So, fast forward, 2019, the anti-vaccination campaign, global, multifaceted beast. They call us beasts. We are beastly, Super Don. Did you ever... I remember when you were doing the juice, right? You were beastly, right? That was back in the day.
I was never doing that. No,
I saw how big you were. That. Massive.
That was Photoshop.
Photoshop. That's right. Ty Bollinger photoshopped you. That. Never mind. Arnold right. Schwarzenegger. Fast forward to 2019. They're saying we're a global beast, spurred by safety concerns, religious and political beliefs, preferences for homeopathic approaches. How dare thee, ye, we, and widespread misinformation. Really, what misinformation coming from me? Never. No, the misinformation's coming from officials. That's why our dearly departed bestest buddy, Liam Schaff, wrote the book Official Stories. There are so many official stories about vaccination, they don't want you to know anything else. That's why they're saying, ban it, suppress it, freedom of speech is dangerous. They're practically yelling fire in a crowded theater, right? Because my non-vaccinated kids, kids who are not vaccinated, oh, they're a great danger to everybody. They're the most dangerous thing ever. They're one of the top 10 on the list of the WHO things to be scared of. No, not toxic medicaments that are injected into innocent babies. That's not scary at all. No, because the officials say it's good. It's righteous. It's right because it's a death cult. The same people that say pro-choice on abortion do not want you to have a choice once that baby is born to not inject them with toxic poisons that can result in death. Or chronic disease, degradation, autism spectrum disorders. British parents in the 19th century didn't take kindly to government-mandated smallpox vaccines. Yeah, it was gruesome. It was brutal. And then now the anti-vaxxers are being joined by, guess what, libertarians. Even all the way back then. Were there libertarians back in the 19th century by that name, libertarians? I thought they were libertine, but libertarians now are partly at fault here. Because libertarians, if they're true to their libertarian roots, do not believe in force, in violence. The use of violence, coercive violence on anybody to initiate the use of force is an anti-libertarian concept. And the forced vaccination, the mandated vaccination, is a fundamental violation of individual liberty. And what's unique, at least what was unique about the American experience, is that it was rooted in a government that was designed to defend individual liberty, that no one should violate it, least of all the government. And yet, excuse me, we have evidence of governments, as we talked about with Michelle Connerman yesterday in Ohio, mandating vaccination. In fact, jailing parents who didn't, they homeschooled against the law in Ohio. And the guy went on a hunger strike. devastated, destroyed parents. And now we've got the mainstream media arguing that teenagers should be allowed to vaccinate against the will of their parents, breaking up families even more. Anti-family. Could you be any more anti-family? This pro-vaccine agenda says, well, if a teenager wants to go out and get a vaccine, he or she should be allowed to because the parents don't know better. They're not doctors. Ooh, wait. What about the doctors in our audience who are parents that don't vaccinate? What do you say about them? Oh, well, they're just misinformed, and they're probably libertarian. I don't know, are they? They could be conservatives. A lot of conservatives don't want the government telling the families of America what to do, medically or otherwise. So then it's populism, that's it. Populism now. You don't trust the mainstream media. You don't trust the elite, wealthy globalists like Bill Gates and the government agencies that they basically donate, run, and control, up to Gavi, the World Health Organization. So now populism is the... Well, let's blame populists for vaccine hesitancy. That's right. Donald Trump, populist, he's the cause of the measles outbreak, which, by the way, have been going on ever since there was measles, including after the year 2000 when they claimed, oh, it's been eradicated. Here's a British term. Poppycock! You're never eradicating measles. That's a fallacy of arrogant men and arrogant women in the medical profession. Yes, we've eradicated smallpox. No, you haven't. You simply call it by another name when it manifests. Yeah, that's it. You play monkey games with language. And then those of us who see through your lies, you say, well, you're libertarian, you're populist, you're anti-vaxxers. How dare you? You're a threat to global health. Folks, there's no such thing as global health. There's no such thing as public health. I said it before, I'll say it again. There's your health, there's my health, or there's nobody's health. You don't get sick as a group. You get sick as an individual. You don't get well as a group. You get well as an individual. This, my friends, is medical collectivism run amok. Globalism, socialism, collectivism on a medical scale. And it's devastating to your health and the health of your children and your autonomy, your sanctity, sovereignty of the family. It's populism in Italy. Anti-populist or populist agendas are now going, oh, we don't want the government telling us we have to do that. Of course, we've all been debunked already because it says so on Wikipedia and on Snopes. Don't believe Robert Scott Bell. I don't want you to believe me. Do your own homework. Do your own research. Moms and dads out there, you have, and many of you have learned the hard way. They're even picking on our friend Darla Shine, wife of Bill Shine, because she's close to the White House there, because she's spoken out about these issues as well. Fundamentally, what do we believe here? Individual liberty. The defense of liberty, the end to medical collectivism, and forced and mandated vaccinations without informed consent. No more mandates. Barbara Lowe Fisher coming up next from the National Vaccine Information Center.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Very excited to be joined now by my friend, the always huggable and lovable Barbara Lowe Fisher from the National Vaccine Information Center. Barbara, you've been at this for decades. God bless you. So wonderful to know that you're here on the job, too, helping folks to know what's going on in their states, state-level mandates, or maybe some other good news. And, Barbara, it's not all bad news.
Yeah, it's crazy out there right now. I mean, anybody who's been following this issue can really feel deja vu. It's kind of like 2015 all over again, except for on steroids. As of February 18th, the National Vaccine Information Center is monitoring more than 100 bills filed in 30 states proposing to restrict or eliminate or expand vaccine-informed consent rights. In the last 48 hours, we have issued action alerts through the NBIC advocacy portal for bills that have been introduced in the states of Connecticut, Nevada, and Florida that threaten voluntary vaccine decision-making, and we have also issued action alerts for the states of Oregon and Arizona that expand the ability to make informed voluntary decisions about vaccination. So the message is that out of the 100 bills that have been proposed so far in 30 states, NBIC is actually supporting 50 of them. Why? Because legislators since 2015 have been listening to their constituents, and they are, the legislators with integrity are now coming forward and being brave enough to introduce vaccine bills that are going to protect our ability to make these decisions. This is new. This was not the situation back in 2015.
Yeah, it was all reactionary back then. Like, my gosh, we're on our heels, right? And the whole thing with SB 277 in California woke up the so-called sleeping giant of moms and dads out there to say, no, we're not putting up with this. So, again, to your point,
not every bill on this issue is going in the wrong direction. In other words, taking away freedom. Some are trying to protect the freedom that we that is ours by virtue of our birthright, for those who understand the origin of the American Republic.
Absolutely. This is, it's a mixed bag right now. Yes, there is, if you look, open up, if you still take an actual print newspaper, but if you go online every day and you check the news, you can see this relentless stream of negative publicity about how all the states have got to remove all personal belief vaccine exemptions, including religious and conscientious belief exemptions, and restrict the already narrow medical exemptions so people cannot have any choice. That is the goal of the pro-force vaccination proponents. And who are they? The public health officials, the medical trade associations, which are definitely in a partnership with the pharmaceutical industry, as well as university professors. We're seeing more university professors who are coming out trying to use their titles and their prestige to say that no one should have a choice in this country.
Yes.
In 2015, I called it the vaccine culture war. And the reason I did is because I think that the mandatory vaccination issue is the tip of the spear in a wider culture war that this country and other countries are really involved in. And that it comes down to this. Are we going to have any kind of individual autonomy, right to self-determination? Mm-hmm. Are we going to have First Amendment rights? Freedom of thought, freedom of speech, freedom of religious belief and conscience in America? Or are we going to give those freedoms up and have the state tell us what we do with our bodies, what we can think, what we can say? This is a critical moment in American history. What kind of society are we going to live in? Are we going to be restricted to the point where we have really no freedom, no autonomy, because we've given it up to what I call elitists who are in control of government, in control of powerful institutions in our country, including medical institutions? It's a very interesting time, but I do not think all is lost. And I believe that the people are waking up. And I believe that they will stand up. And I think one of the proofs is that we are seeing more good bills be introduced as we are fighting the bad bills.
Well, and Barbara, you're doing great work with the National Vaccine Information Center. We've got links to the advocacy portal as well. If you go to robertscadbell.com, plug into all of the bills, your state's included in there, wherever you are, if those of you in the United States on this particular issue. There's interesting things, too, as well. They've got a billboard in Times Square, you know, those moving billboards, no forced vaccination. That message is being seen in Times Square. We'll talk about that and also some other threats to your liberty, your autonomy. On the family level.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is addressing the political unrest in Venezuela. In Miami, President Trump says military leaders in Venezuela have a clear choice: back the opposition leader Juan Guaido as a legitimate president of Venezuela or face consequences.
You will find no safe harbor, no easy exit, and no way out. You will lose
everything.
Protests organized by the liberal group MoveOn.org are taking place across the country over President Trump's national emergency declaration at the U.S.-Mexico border. National Border Patrol Council spokesman Chris Cabrera tells Fox News the situation along the southern border with Mexico needs to be addressed.
We have thousands coming in daily and thousands that are coming in undetected on top of that. Anybody who thinks that there is no crisis and there is no need to do something down here has got their head in the sand.
This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Robert Scott Belcher.
Well, I first encountered Barbara Lowe Fisher by reading her book that she co-authored with Harris Coulter, A Shot in the Dark, you know, all about the DPT, and so much that opened up from that point forward. She's been at it for decades. And, of course, the group that she founded and is working with still to this day, National Vaccine Information Center. We have linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, keeping you up to date on all of the legislation on the state level through the advocacy portal. And just a memory of Barbara, because I obviously read Harris Coulter's works beyond the book that you wrote together, including Divided Legacy, which you could work out to and get big like Arnold Schwarzenegger. But I got to meet Harris a few times over the years, but I remember he was in a wheelchair at the time when they rededicated the Hahnemann Memorial in year 2000 at Scott Circle in Washington, D.C. And then, interestingly enough, Harris Coulter translated, of all people, at my graduation from university, Mikhail Gorbachev.
He was a translator. I think he worked on CNN translating as well, if I remember correctly, about all the things Harris Coulter had done.
Oh, yes. Harris was a brilliant man, medical historian. He was also bilingual, old enough. Actually, I think he knew four languages, and he was a translator for a Russian translator for the UN.
Yeah, exactly. He was high-level stuff, and then yet he wrote all of this about the medical history that we never learned in school that was kind of wiped out since the Flexner Report of 1910. They erased history, rewrote it. No homeopathy, no naturopathy. There, you know, nothing natural. And here we are talking about having to defend against vaccine mandates, which basically, if you remove exemptions, these are de facto mandates, basically. You know, unless you don't want to participate.
Vaccination. No, this is that where we're going. If we don't hold the line here right now in 2019 and 2020 is going to be really, really bad too. Because you see, they set a goal of eradicating from the earth measles from the earth by 2020. That was their outside year. And I think a lot of what you're seeing right now, not just in this country, but the World Health Organization declaring that vaccine hesitant people are one of the top 10 biggest global health threats. That happened in the early January, and the New York Times declaring that anti-vaxxers are the enemy. All of this rhetoric, all of this declaring of public health emergencies, because I just looked at the CDC website, and there's 127 cases of measles as of February 14 that have been confirmed in 10 states in a population of 328 million people. Mm. We're calling this a public health emergency? It's ridiculous.
Where's the discussion from the homeopaths and naturopaths and holistically minded to say, you know what, it's not even advisable to stop the transmission of measles in a general sense because of the benefit to our immune system, our immune development? Where is that discussion or debate happening? It's not. It's like it's an all or nothing, as if you don't believe in vaccines, you're for killing children. No, quite the opposite. We're against injuring and damaging children and weakening their immune systems and not allowing them to generate the immune response necessary to be strong, healthy adults. But we have tools, we have options that they don't acknowledge because the mainstream media, controlled as much of our government is, by the pharmaceutical church. We call it the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, vaccine denomination.
Yeah, it's very much about the infrastructure. Again, the institutions who are in control of the healthcare infrastructure, pushing back on people who want to lean holistic, who do not want to have their health depend upon the use of pharmaceutical products like prescription drugs and vaccines. Excuse me. This is a threat to the bottom line of pharmaceutical corporations, which make trillions of dollars worldwide on their pharmaceutical products. And people like the people who follow you who want to use other ways to stay healthy that are not so toxic. I mean, I shouldn't even say stay healthy. They just don't want to use the pharmaceutical products.
Right.
They want to they want to go back to a more natural state of health.
Mm-hmm.
They want to build up their immune system in non-toxic ways, in useful ways.
That can't be allowed, Barbara. How outrageous. Now, my mom is 85 years of age. She lives in Atlanta. And she goes out dancing two, sometimes three times a week, and she's not on any pharmaceutical drugs. And she's being penalized because she refuses to sign up for Medicare Part D. It's like, why should I do that? I don't use those drugs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, this is the kind of culture where we have adopted a state religion in violation of the First Amendment, that Church of Modern Medicine. This is a fundamental spiritual crisis in America, also a political one when I talk about collectivism versus defense of liberty or individual liberty. But, Barbara, I know you see this, and, you know, you're doing your level best to get the word out. I want everybody to sign up for the NVIC, go to the advocacy portal, and plug in and start visiting. On a state level, you'll have a bigger impact than we can necessarily on the federal level at first.
Oh, yeah, the federal level. I mean, both sides of the aisle are completely bought into the pharmaceutical medical model. And they're supposed to be hearings, I think, on the 27th of February in a health committee on the Hill. You know, why is the federal government getting involved in what is a state law issue?
Mm-hmm.
Under the Constitution, anything that wasn't defined as a federal activity defaulted to the states. And yes, public health laws, by and large, have been state laws, and that's why we have different kinds of exemptions and vaccine exemptions in different kinds of states. We want to keep it, obviously, a state issue, because when we are able to interact with our officials that we elect at the state level, we can do that much more easily than
bigger impact
in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, and of course, the concept of nullification via our friends at the 10th Amendment Center. Y'all know we recommend everybody plug in and get their updates as well. And Barbara, what was the impetus to go back into the so-called billboard in Times Square with the no-force vaccination thing? Were you trying to stick a finger in the eye of the New York Times, or what was going on there?
Oh, I never do that, right?
Yeah.
Yes, we have been up in Times Square, actually, for five of the past eight years. We started in 2011, and we also, back in 2011, started a national billboard campaign, and we did that for a couple of years. But when this opportunity presented us, we saw what was happening in the States this year, this onslaught, this assault on anybody who wants to do it a different way than what the government, the federal government says you should do it. We decided to go back up in Times Square, and we're very proud to be there, because the no-force vaccination message has been one that we have had, at least for 30 of our 37 years. So.
Yeah. No mandates, folks. You know what? And as I said, there's so much hypocrisy, particularly right now on the political left in terms of the abortion issue, pro-abortion. That means it's my choice, my body, my choice. And then suddenly a baby is born and they say, no, it's not your choice anymore to protect that baby in a way that's not approved by the government, for instance, and not vaccinating. Like my children are completely not vaccinated and they're healthier than the average bear, so to speak. And the healthiest children I see as a homeopath across the spectrum of the planet, as I've traveled around the world, are the least vaccinated or not vaccinated at all children. Everybody else chronically ill, allergic to everything, much like I was in my young life. I was the canary in the coal mine of my generation. Of course, back then we had very few vaccines when I was vaccinated. Now it's an absolute nightmare.
Well, it is. It's 69 doses of 16 vaccines between the day of birth and age 18, with 50 doses of 14 vaccines given by age 6. And I think that, you know, what's lost in all this hysteric, this publicity that's so overblown, about 127 cases of measles, is how many chronically sick and disabled children we have in America now. The real epidemic, the real public health crisis in this country is about how many kids are so sick. Our special education classrooms we cannot build them quickly enough. We don't have enough special ed teachers. I went to school in the 50s and 60s. We didn't have all these children who couldn't learn. We didn't have autistic children. Today, it's just unbelievable. One in six child in America is learning disabled. One in nine has asthma. One in 10 has ADHD. One in 40 develops autism. And millions more are sick with diabetes and rheumatoid arthritis and thyroid disease and metabolic disorders and, I mean, depression, mental illness. It's these children's bodies are on fire, riddled with inflammation. What does vaccination do? Vaccines cause an inflammatory response in the body. Some children cannot resolve that inflammation because it's an atypical manipulation of the immune system. It's not the normal way that your body reacts to the challenge from a virus or bacteria. These vaccines are injected, most of them, some of them are not. A few of them are not, like the oral polio vaccine, influenza vaccine, or the nasal spray.
Nasal spray, yeah.
I keep thinking about oral polio because
yes.
I remember my...
Going back, going way back, yes, yes.
We don't use that anymore. But still, we have a lot of children who are suffering from chronic inflammation in the body. And yet these vaccines, this vaccine schedule is completely dismissed as having any role in these children who are never well anymore, who are sick and disabled and are going to have a very hard time coping in society and being able to hold jobs. And talk about the price tag. I mean, we already have spending trillions of dollars every year, and most of it's on chronic illness. For people of all ages in our country, we are breaking down physically. Our health is going down. It's not getting better, even though we spend more per person on health care than any other nation in the world.
Yeah, I would be so bold as to say this is by design. I mean, what is the profitability of modern medicine if people don't need drugs? And if we can get them with the gateway injection to a lifelong dependence on chronic use of pharmaceuticals, not just acute get on, get off of them, now you've got an industry that never fails, that never goes down in demand or profitability. And if you can get the government to practically mandate the use of their products and eliminate all liability for them should they harm, injure, or kill, man, you got a sweet deal. But a very evil one.
A very sweet deal. I mean, people need to understand these are liability-free vaccines. As of 2011, when the U.S. Supreme Court removed all remaining liability from the pharmaceutical companies that are selling vaccines in this country, when they said that even if there was evidence that a vaccine could be made safer, still those companies should be protected from any liability for vaccine injuries and deaths, there has basically been the situation where now if you take away all the exemptions, all the personal belief exemptions, and restrict the medical, you have forced vaccination, no liability on anybody's part.
Yeah.
The people are being exploited. They have no freedom to say no. It's tyranny. I mean,
it is
no
tyranny.
Word for it, but tyranny.
It's a medical police state, and I want to thank you, Barbara Lowe Fisher with the NVIC, for helping to stand against medical tyranny. And we'll continue to stand together and put the word out. And you know you're welcome here anytime. I know how busy your schedule is, Barbara, but I appreciate you so, so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, back with Super Don and then Dr. Batar after that.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, back at it. Thank you again to Barbara from NBIC. The portal, the advocacy portal, is linked up as a banner as you scroll down today's show notes. That is something you want to stay up on the state level. As she said, rightfully so, on the state level, you're going to have much more impact than on the federal. And the feds don't have authority anyway to mandate these things at that level. They can suggest, they can cajole, they can bribe, but they don't have valid authority. Authoritarians believe they do. Authoritarians want you to just bow down and take your shots. Get your damn shots, as Nancy Snyderman says. But we don't play that game here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Snyderman. Yeah.
Does whatever a Snyder pig does. Yeah. All right. We've got to come up with some upcoming events because we just don't have enough to do today. And before Dr. Bittar joins us, there's a bunch of stuff coming up.
And that was my cue.
That was your cue. I prompted you earlier than this.
Yes, you did. For some reason, the window that had that page open disappeared. So I have stalled long enough to say that starting today, as a matter of fact, if you haven't signed up for it yet, the Immune Defense Summit started.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some really great information and some friends of ours that are speaking at that, including Ty Bollinger and Mike Adams and Three Dogs. No.
And the dogs. No. Three Dog Night dogs. It is tonight. Three Dog
Not the
night.
Dogs. Yeah. In fact, you know, somebody just showed up at the front door. So can you take over this here real quick?
No, not really. I can't, but
dogs
I will.
Dogs are going to be barking. Okay.
Oh, well, we'll cry see what dog. We can do here. Dogs
That's
are
all
crying
right.
havoc.
All right. So listen, at the end of this month, we've got the Autism I told you.
I love it.
Autism Defined webinar that Dr. Bittar is going to be putting on.
Yep. We'll talk about that next hour. I got it from here. It's okay.
You got it here. Okay.
The Immune Defense Summit's going on right now. We've got a Thyroid Reset Summit. I got the NoCo Hemp Expo the end of March, 29th and 30th. I want to see all my Colorado fans and friends out there for that event. There's Total Health 19, as long as Canada lets me in, and that's in April 12th, 13th, and 14th. We've got other summits coming up. In fact, we're going to be doing a key technology summit coming up soon. For all of you that want to know more about the EMF protection that we're utilizing in home, in the office, in the car, and on our person, so to speak, that's coming up in May 22nd through 26th. I'll be there for part of it at Autism One and then out for the Advanced Medicine Conference that is the Saturday and Sunday of Memorial Day weekend in Pasadena, Los Angeles, California. There are still discount tickets available for that. Now, I think we've covered all of the updates that we can for now. I want to say thank you to our friends at CV Sciences plus CBD Oil. This is what we get and utilize here, plus CBDOil.com. RSB15 gets you 15% off. Also, BetterWayHealth.com/radio. For the beta-glucan that we take, for modulating the immune system, and now the beta kids. Your kids, you ask me all the time, well, what can I do to keep my kids stronger? Well, get them on some beta-glucan every day. The little gummies, that's a great way to go. And it's very simple. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your best deals on the beta-glucan that we use here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Now, with that, we barely have time, I know, but there was an interesting story that came up that's kind of old, but relates to our concern about the organic integrity, right? And we had this guy on, Dave, from Dave's Killer Bread some years ago. Remember
that? Yes, we do. Dave Dahl, a guy you don't want to mess with. If you ever ran into him in a dark alley, you'd hopefully he would be on your side. But really, really great guy with a great story that worked at, and it was like a family business, I think. It was his father started it, right, where they were selling organic bread. And there was some concern a while back. Because it looked like they were getting bought out by some big food conglomerate that was in favor of GMOs. Mm. And, you know, unfortunately, this is something that we see a lot in the organic industry, right? You know, I mean, I've seen some infographics that would just blow your mind.
Yeah, who owns organic companies now? I mean, these little family-operated things. So you got to hold their feet to the fire and find out if they're still legitimate. Are they still doing what they said they were, you know, their mission was before they got bought out by these conglomerates? And I don't know. I mean, that's why I like supporting local. I liked it, you know, when Dave's Killer Bread was a local business, but a lot of folks will sell out at a certain point. They get tired of running the business, any number of reasons. You know, they've hit their limit, and they're like, just give me some money, I'm done, right? And, of course, these bigger companies take advantage of the market they worked hard for many years to develop, and you hope that they maintain the integrity. But considering that the number one retailer of organic foods is Costco, and Walmart's not that far behind, you can see how mainstream organic has become. But be leery, ask questions, and if you got options locally to know your farmer, become your farmer. To know your baker or become your baker, you have a better opportunity to protect your family with the food and the quality of that food that's right, to promote good health, healing, and maintenance, and to protect yourself from the dangers of big pharma, big government, and big media as they collude against you. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.